It was 25 or 30 years when Jack first saw the light. He came into this world of old one dark and stormy night. He was born upon his father's ship. It was lying to about 25 or 30 miles southeast of Bacaloo. Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea. When Jack grew up to be a man, he went to the Labrador. He fished in Indian Harbor like his father fished before. And on returning in a gale, he swept into the sea. He fell into that deep blue sea and swallowed by a whale. Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea.
The one and only Don Cinetti. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you.
I was just thinking that our Novembers used to be so quiet before Whale Fest. We didn't have sea shanties reverberating off the fuel tanks and across downtown at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yes. That's
really great. Don Cinetti, you're here for Whale Fest, which starts up this Thursday, I guess, is the formal start of
that's correct, Ralph.
Whale Fest. Okay. But you're going to be busy the next few days. We already had a preschooler in to get a first glance at you at the station this morning. You're going to be playing at the preschools and moving around town until Whale Fest kicks off officially on Thursday.
Yes, that's correct, Robin. I was thinking on the way out on the plane how, as you know, I've been coming out the second year the festival started. I've been coming out every year since, and some of those preschoolers, those first years, are now, you know, they followed them through the school system, mm-hmm. you know, and that's kind of neat.
Yeah, and yeah. you see them at Baranoff and Keat. How many years have you been doing it now?
Well, if memory serves me right, this is the 14th year of the festival, I think. Isn't that right? Something. And I've been out for all of them but the first.
Okay.
And I'll be brief about this, but I just think it's kind of neat. Jan Straley and I were both doing a festival in Hawaii, and she was talking about humpbacks, of course, and I was doing my sea shanties and things, and after my performance, she came up and she said, would you be interested in doing a festival in Sitka? And I said, I'd love to do a festival in Sitka. And so that's how the connection was made.
All right. So 14 years means that some of those first kids who saw you sing shanties could be out of high school and into college.
Yes, you know? Yes.
So, oh, well. Time flies.
It does when you're having fun.
That's true.
Yeah, no.
That's true. Don, you are a regular shantyman at the Mystic Seaport Museum in Mystic, Connecticut.
That's correct.
And we were talking a little bit about, before we went on the air, that a lot of people are walking around with T-shirts now saying I'm one of the 99%, but you are one of the 800,000. Right? One of those special people in Connecticut.
Yes, yes.
How long have you been without electricity at home?
Believe it or not, Robert, we went 8 days in my neighborhood, and literally hours, just hours, and I mean like 3 hours before I left for Alaska, the lights came back. And that was great to at least have that mm-hmm. knowledge that the sump pump was going to start working again. Because I was getting tired of pumping out by hand, although there was a shanty for that.
Well,
so.
I was going to ask you: Does the lack of power slow down a shanty man at all, or does it somehow propel your art farther?
Well, it's not a dead art form. You know what I mean? It's actually a living art form when you run out of power mm-hmm. and your basement's starting to flood.
Yeah, there is a shanty for everything, isn't
yes.
there? I mean, this it's an art form now, but it is originally it's kind of blue collar, going to work music, right?
Yeah, Rob, the ultimate blue collar a song like Tool, because the sailors, we didn't consider them songs. They never sang them. You should never say never. They almost never sang them when they weren't working because they thought it was bad luck. And they were as much a tool to the sailor as a hammer and saw would be to a carpenter. But very effective. They said a good shanty was like having 10 extra men on the line or whatever it may be. And they were very work specific, like the ones that would have worked for one type of job would not necessarily have the correct rhythm for another type. That's why we have these different types of shanties. And there was even a protocol that some were outward bound and some were homeward bound.
Yeah, and the shanty wouldn't be sung recreationally, right? You said it was bad luck.
That's right, that's right.
And there must have been a different type of music for when sailors were at leisure.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, that one I sang as we were coming in today, Jack Was Ever Into Sailor, which is a Canadian one, is just that type of song. Sailors call those fo'c'sle songs, and it was social music, as opposed to the shanties.
Right, the fo'c'sle being where sailors lived, their quarters,
yeah,
on the ship.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I've asked you this every time you've been on this show, Don, but is anybody, have you infected anybody else with this love of shanties? Are there other people singing shanties at the Mystic Seaport Museum?
Yeah, we do have, and part of it, this is important, passing it on, and we do have some young shanty men, and we actually have a girl doing it now too. And even though there's no indication, even anecdotal, that women did it on board the ship, although some women did go to sea, even dressed as men, you know. Mm-hmm. Denise does a great job, and we're glad to have her learning this and perhaps encourage other women to, and there are women that do perform it, so passing a tradition on is extremely important.
And I imagine that just the music itself has got kind of an infectious character when you go play for students, as you will in Sitka this week.
Correct.
I mean, I imagine nothing gets the room shaking like a good shanty at Baranoff Elementary or Kikuchihin.
Yes.
You find kids generally receptive to this?
Yes, they are. Part of it's the very rhythmic pattern of the shanty, which is important. And they do have choruses, repetitive choruses, and they can pick that up. They're not like a Rod McEwen song or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And besides besides visiting classrooms, you're going to be performing Thursday night at 7 to 8 p.m. At Harrigan Centennial Hall. And I understand that concert is free to veterans in honor of Veterans Day on Friday.
Yes.
And you're a veteran yourself, so...
That's correct.
So you just tell the person at the door that you're in for free. And
yes,
you're going to be doing some other interesting stuff. You're going to be singing at the Whale Fest, putting in an appearance at the Whale Fest Grind, 7:30 on Friday, the Maritime Monthly Grind. But you're also going to be going to a squid dissection?
Yes, this has gotten to be one of the most interesting and fun things that we do every year. We'll be doing it with a number of classes at the... and please read the name of the school. You can...
Kikuchihin.
Yes. And Jackie DeGennaro, who started the program some years ago,
mm-hmm,
and Rebecca is running it now.
Rebecca Himshute?
Yeah, Rebecca Himshute. But Jackie's back in town, and she's going to help us out with that. So it's really a wonderful. Squid are very interesting. They're great for people that age to work with. They're fascinating animals. And and yet they're an easy dissection. So it's a kind of a perfect entry into that realm.
Is this kind of hands-on work something that you do back at the Mystic Seaport Museum as well, or is it something that you've kind of branched out into here in Sitka?
We do hands-on, but with our school groups that come in, but it's more not of that sort of thing. We take them all on our vessels and have them march around the capstan and haul on the lines, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know. But this kind of science activity is something that is a connection you've kind of made here in Sitka.
That's right. That's right. Although the seaport, and we are a historic museum, we are taking, as a matter of fact, just this past week, Rob, I gave two programs about natural history of cetaceans, and kind of the thrust for this is that our primary vessel, the Charles W. Morgan, which was built in 1841 in New Bedford, Massachusetts, oldest vessel of her type, and is under major restoration. And she'll be going on a sail after that's completed to some of her old whaling ports. But then the plan is to take her out to Stellwagen Bank, which is an area where humpbacks and other species of cetaceans come in, and have the Morgan do whale research. This is a whaling bark built in 1841 that hopefully we're going to be able to do some whale research from.
An interesting second career,
isn't it, for this ship?
Yeah.
So the seaport itself, we're starting to do more natural history programs and things of that nature.
Okay. Yeah. Don, I was hoping you would sing another song before we left here, but I wanted to let folks know before we do go out that the Whale Fest begins on Thursday, November 10th. There's a student marine art reception in your concert. The student marine art reception is at 6:30 in the evening on the 10th, and the Sea Shanty concert, the Veterans Day Sea Shanty Concert, 7 to 8 p.m. Veterans are welcome to attend free of charge. And the Whale Fest runs right on through Sunday. The events are listed in great detail online at sitkawhalefest.org. And I suggest anybody listening who wants to find out what's happening, go there. No doubt there'll be a schedule in the paper as well. But another incredible Whale Fest shaping up for this season, and as always, Don, you're kind of a highlight, always a highlight here on the morning interview. What shanty would you like to leave us with?
Okay, this is called The Banks of the Sacramento, and I'm sure they'll recognize the tune as Stevens Foster's Camptown Race. And there's some debate as to what came first, the shanty or Camptown Race, you know, and then we will give it a shot. And here we go, The Banks of the Sacramento. A haven, sing and sing it, heave, hoorah, hoorah. Even make the head spikes ring, oh, hoorah, day. The boys blue for California. There's a plenty of gold, I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. Round Cape Horn in the month of May, hoo-dah, hoo-dah. Round Cape Horn is a long, long way, oh, hoo-dah, day. The boys blue for California. There's a plenty of gold, I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. Served me time on the black ball line, hoo-dah, hoo-dah.